Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders. Welcome to the fourth episode of our series, Crime Fighters, The Radical Journey. In Kululaland, the young police officers, Jude and Brenda, are making progress with their investigation into the death of Zora Kasim, a female suicide bomber. Last time, Jude went to a youth hangout and ran into an old friend from high school. Bobo is one of the many disgruntled young people in the country who have no jobs and no perspectives and are angry at the government. Meanwhile, Brenda interrogated Eric, a member of the terrorist group Swart Sages. Eric told the police that high-ranking politicians have been financing terrorist activities. Among them is someone very close to Zora, her own father, Honorable Kasim. Today's episode is called It's a Hard Life. Let's hear first what the police team has up its sleeve.
Inspectors Jude and Brenda, this case isn't moving as fast as I would like. But we have to do the best we can. The girl's father, Honorable Kasim, came in to see me without warning. I was pretty surprised and he didn't say much. Now I keep replaying our conversation in my head and wondering whether I missed anything.
Mr. Commissioner, sir, we do seem to have made an initial breakthrough with the confession by the suspect, Eric Mudu. He told us that Honorable Kasim has been helping to finance the terrorist group. But can we rely on that kind of information? And also, would a father really sacrifice his daughter like that? Make her carry out a suicide bombing?
Strange things do happen. But Honorable Kasim was close to his daughter. Zora was the only girl.
Well, this is what we have to investigate.
Yes, sir. And what about the other politicians Eric named as being linked to the Swart Sages?
It's very tricky. The thing is, we can't go public with this information right now. Not until we have carried out a thorough investigation. We have to find out whether they are really involved, and if so, how deep that involvement is.
Sir, I think there's something serious going on in some of the young people's hangouts.
I'm listening, Jude.
I went to one of them, called Ziggy's, and when I arrived, I ran into Bobo, an old classmate of mine. We talked a little about politics and the economy, the usual stuff about the discontented youth. But then he invited me to a meeting with other young people this evening. He said they were onto something that's going to make things better. Sort of a revolution, he said.
Why do you think it's something serious?
Because he said some things that made me think there could be a connection between the suicide bombing and this group gathering he's invited me to. He was talking about the youth taking drastic measures.
Inspector, it sounds as if you are onto something. What time are you meeting them?
7 o'clock. But sir, I didn't tell my former classmate that I was with the police. So I'd like to volunteer to go undercover. I want them to trust me enough to give me all the details. That way, we'll get to the bottom of things quickly.
Jude, are you sure you can do this? Let's not be hasty. Go to the meeting this evening first. Then we'll think about where we go from there.
Mother, I am off. I am meeting some friends. Maybe one of them can give me a tip about a day job somewhere.
Don't worry, Bobo. I'm sure you'll get a job soon. Don't lose hope. Have you had anything to eat? I can warm up the leftovers of the bean stew if...
Don't worry, Mother. I'll eat out tonight.
All right, then, if you're sure. You have a great evening.
Bye, Mother.
Yes? Who's there? Bobo, is that you?
Good afternoon, madam.
Ah, landlord. Good afternoon. I'm so sorry.
Don't start apologizing. I just saw your son and he pretended not to recognize me. I just dropped by to let you know that I'm going to throw you out at the end of the month if you don't pay me what you owe.
Please, sir, I beg you. Don't do this to
us. I've been patient long enough, don't you think? If I carry on like this, I'll go bankrupt too.
Mommy, someone's throwing up.
Oh my God. Landlord, excuse me. Somo's my youngest. He's been sick for several days. We can't even afford to take him to the doctor.
Madam, I wish him a speedy recovery. That's all I can do. I have to go. I just hope I've made myself clear. Goodbye.
Oh, God. What am I going to do now? This is all too much.
So, Jude, don't ask any questions. Just follow me quietly. I know you haven't yet made up your mind to join, but I am bringing you here as a friend. It's our little secret.
Don't worry, Bobo. I understand. You know me. No one will notice. I'll just pretend.
I know. Keep calm anyway. And no pressure. You'll join when you are ready.
Okay, no problem. So who's speaking now?
That's our great warlord, Scambo. Come on, let's get closer. You will see. He has all the answers to our problems.
Have no water to drink. They feast on meat and expensive food, while we, the people, have nothing to eat. Yes! Who is a citizen? What is a citizen, my brothers and sisters? Is a person who has been denied a citizen's right still a citizen? How can we reinstate the citizen if we don't take back the rights that have been stolen from us? If we don't take over and rule and protect ourselves and defend our territories, why should we be treated as guests at a table that rightfully belongs to us? Why should we eat crumbs while there's a chance for us to eat straight from the kitchen? To those going on the first assignment, the initiation test, I say, have no fear. Think of it as a pleasant journey, and you will achieve your destiny. Have a good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Yes?
Mr. Commissioner, sir, you said to call you when Honorable Kasim arrived. Should I bring him to your office?
Yes, yes, bring him in.
Right away, sir.
Inspector Brenda, Honorable Kasim is on his way.
But, Mr. Commissioner, sir, why have we just invited him in for a chat? Shouldn't we take him into custody? I mean, we've got evidence against him.
What evidence? The testimony of a terrified suspect? We need more than that. Besides, even if he's giving the sword sages money or weapons, he doesn't directly explain why his daughter carried out the attack, or who made her do it. Oh, Honorable Kasim, please come in.
Mr. Commissioner, how do you do?
I'm fine, thank you. You know Inspector Brenda. She's heading up your daughter's case under my supervision.
Good afternoon, sir.
How do you do, Inspector?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Please have a seat. Honorable Kasim, I won't take up too much of your time. You've described to us how close you are to your daughter Zora and how introverted she was. But was there anyone apart from you whom she saw as a role model? Someone who might have influenced her negatively?
You know, it still feels as if I'm in a nightmare. As if maybe I'll wake up and see that this isn't really happening.
It could even be someone you don't suspect. Can you think of anything that struck you as odd? Anything at all? Her relationships with a close family member, perhaps? Or a new friend?
If there had been anything like that, she would have told me, I'm sure.
Honorable sir, it's very important that you try to think back. Any information you can give us will help us get to the truth.
What is this? Am I on trial here or what? My family and I are suffering. I don't know whether our lives will ever be the same again.
It's all right, Honorable Kasim. No need to get worked up. It's our duty to try and get to the bottom of this, and that's what we are doing.
And if you continue with this line of questioning, I'll have to press charges.
That brings us to the end of this fourth episode. What will happen next? Join us again next time to find out. If you'd like to listen again to this episode or previous ones, just go to our website, dw.com/crimefighters. Goodbye for now.